You mentioned some exclusive audio from a key witness before the January 6th committee. It's from the testimony of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, and it reveals the depth of the effort to undermine American democracy back in 2020. Robert Costa has that part of the story.
Tomorrow, we the people are going to be here, and we want you to know that we will not stand for a lie.
Ahead of the January 6th attack on the Capitol, retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn was a central figure in the right-wing effort to block the certification of the 2020 election. But when the House's January 6th committee interviewed Flynn in March, he repeatedly invoked his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination and said little.
General Flynn, do you believe in the peaceful transition of power in the United States of America?
That's fair.
Until now, the committee has only released snippets of Flynn's deposition. But CBS News has obtained new audio files that reveal more, including that he was questioned about whether he pressured defense and intelligence officials.
Between November 3rd, 2020 and January 20th, 2021, did you have any conversations with any current or former officials at the Office of the Director of National Intelligence regarding election fraud or other irregularities in the 2020 presidential elections?
During the deposition, Flynn was pressed on whether he contacted a then top intelligence official, Ezra Cohen.
In your phone call with Mr. Cohen, did you tell him that he needed to return to the United States from his trip abroad because, quote, something's about to happen, unquote?
The investigator kept pressing about a second call to Cohen.
And during the second phone call with Mr. Cohen, did you tell him that, quote, we need to have the military take over the election and redo the election, unquote, or something like that?
A person close to Cohen told CBS News Flynn did call him twice, alarming Cohen, who allegedly told Flynn he needed to move on. Two people familiar with the investigation say Cohen has spoken with the January 6th committee at its request. Flynn's alleged contact with a top Pentagon official came under the spotlight, too.
We understand that around December 2020, you contacted Mr. Anthony Kata from the Department of Defense regarding the 2020 election. Is that true?
Tata, in a statement to CBS News, said in part in December 2020, I never spoke with Mike Flynn about anything. But former federal prosecutor Scott Fredrickson says the committee's line of questioning tells us something about the potential scope of the investigation.
This is not the kind of stuff they just kind of pull out of a hat. One, I think, could reasonably assume some other witness or witnesses are telling them that they had these kinds of conversations. That's quite a revelation. That's a stunning revelation.
Flynn's attorney told CBS News that Flynn availed himself of his constitutional rights under the Fifth Amendment upon the advice of counsel, that he chose not to dignify their absurd questions was necessary to combat yet another political witch hunt. A spokesman for the House Select Committee declined to comment.